from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
We welcome you back into the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us this afternoon and excited to welcome in outfielder for the Rochester Red Wings, James Wood, stopping by the sports bar. James, glad to have you with us. How you feeling and how close we get to see you on the field again, bud?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. I'm feeling really good. I mean, it really won't be long, so I'm excited to get back out there. I mean, we've been playing really good, so just looking forward to getting back, joining the team.
Yeah, I mean, did anybody kneeling you a little bit, James? Like, hey, you know what? We won 4 games in a row here with the big crowds. I'm only kidding with you, of course. What did you think this past weekend with the crowds and taking down Scranton there 4 in a row?
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. I mean, the place was packed. I mean, Scranton's a really good team, so being able to take that series was big, definitely.
A little bit about you, more about you, James, joining us here in the sports bar. We know that your background here, your old man played basketball, your Father's Day just yesterday, at the University of Richmond, big basketball player in the school's Hall of Fame. So you've got athleticism in your DNA. What was that like for you growing up with a dad who was so good at basketball?
Yeah, no, I always hear the stories all the time, usually not from him, though, from a lot of friends, so... I mean, we were a big basketball family, so, I mean, I kind of grew up just around basketball, whether it was playing, watching, all that kind of stuff. So, definitely played a big part of my life growing up.
Does anybody in Rochester point out, because Rochester is a unique town, James, meaning we don't have a major league team. We don't even have our own Division I basketball team, so we kind of gravitate over to Syracuse, and I'm like, when I read that, I'm like, oh my gosh, your dad was on that Richmond team that beat Syracuse? That's how old I am, James. I mean, has anybody else pointed that out to you?
Yeah, no, I hear it all the time, especially when I went back over there for the first time. I hear about that all the time. You know, like, I mean, obviously, at the time, it was probably the biggest upset in college basketball, but... Yeah, no, definitely going back to Syracuse, I hear it every once in a while.
So, James, you had this background with your old man playing basketball. It was such a big part of your youth growing up. When did you decide that baseball was going to be your best path and not basketball?
I don't know. I feel like I always enjoyed playing basketball when I was younger, but I think my family, they would probably attest to this too. I think they always knew that baseball was, that's where my passion was. So, I never really felt like it was a hard decision taking baseball over basketball.
Outfielder James Wood, our guest here in the sports bar. I'm told you're a big LeBron James fan. He's not in the finals, of course, but I'm already skipping ahead here to the draft next week. Where do you think LeBron and Bronny end up?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I mean, I think he might end up going to the Lakers. I mean, I know at first it. People were saying that like he might not get drafted at all, but I don't know. I think with all the stuff that comes along with, especially if you pair LeBron up with his son, and obviously got a new coach coming in, so I don't know. I I think it would be pretty cool to see him go to the Lakers too and join them. But I've seen some stuff that some teams might jump him and all that. But I don't know.
Were you disappointed when Hurley turned down the offer there to be the coach of the Lakers? Were you paying attention to that, following closely?
Yeah, no, I was kind of a little bit shocked. I mean, they gave him a good amount of money, but I mean, it's tough to walk away after winning back-to-back championships and NCAA. I mean, I don't even know if that's been done before. When the last time that has been done? So,
James Wood, Rochester Red Wings outfielder, hope to get him back here soon on his way back, having a tremendous season here. James, what is it like when somebody sits you down and says you've been traded? How did that kind of news break to you? And for folks who don't know, James Wood was part of the trade that sent Juan Soto out to San Diego, and you're going back in return. So part one, hey, you're being traded, but I would have to think you were excited knowing that, having grown up in Maryland, coming back to the area that you know very well here, what were your thoughts and how did that all go down?
Yeah, no, I mean, at the time, it was kind of a lot to process. Coming back home, I was kind of leaving all the teammates and coaches I got to know over the past year or so. And also on top of finding out, like, on a bus ride, going to a road trip, it was a pretty hectic couple of days. Mm. So,
growing up in Maryland, were you an O's fan, a Nats fan? Do you have another team that you were a fan of growing up?
I definitely followed the Nationals a good amount, but I mean, I grew up watching more of the Yankees than anything else. I mean, my dad and his whole side of the family is from New York, so.
With that, I'm told you're a Giants fan in football. Is that true? You're a fan of the New York Giants?
Yeah.
And I mean, is there any way we can get you to convert to Josh Allen's team here, James?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely like the Bills. I mean, I got no bad blood against them. I mean, I don't mind staying in New York. It's not like it's an NFC type of thing. Y'all are over in the AFC, so I feel like we can make that work.
Learning more about James Wood, Rochester Red Wings outfielder, joining us here in the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on the Fan. And what we're learning about you is kind of what people have been saying about you, James, that you're very even-keeled. You don't get too high. You don't get too low. I can hear it in your voice. I assume that's your personality. How important is that when you're playing a sport like baseball to kind of remain level?
Yeah, no, I think it's very important. I mean, baseball more than most any other sports is random, and it's a lot of ups and downs, and a lot of different things can happen game by game. So I think that's the sort of the battle that we all kind of go through with the sport. I think just trying to stay even throughout all of it. So I just think that sort of helps you keep a level head throughout the season.
James Wood, who, James, you're not going to be here in Rochester much longer if you keep this up. Your stats: 355 batting average, 9 home runs, 31 RBI, 10 stolen bases, an OPS of 1061. What do the coaches have you working on? What do you think you need to do, James, in order to take that next step?
I'll say a little bit of sort of what we were talking about earlier, just kind of trying to stay consistent and just sort of fight the battle throughout the season and pick up a few things here and there. I've been working a lot on defense, kind of getting comfortable in different outfield positions and just kind of refining up the little things, seeing different ways I could help the team win, whether that's hitting, defense, or base running, or whatever it may be.
Have you painted a picture in your mind of what that moment will be like when you get that call and you're playing in the bigs?
That's a tough one to do. I mean, I really have no idea how it's going to go down. So, I mean, but it's definitely, it would be super cool just to experience all that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, tell us about the wings here, because you know, this doesn't concern you, but it's, you know, it was a few rough years, and this is, it's exciting to see the team kind of win some games, and the way you won Friday night against Garrett Cole, I mean, 2-1, a sack fly. Tell us about the guys on this team and how much you guys are having fun here winning.
Yeah, no, it's a really fun clubhouse to be in. I think that definitely plays, kind of goes back and forth with each other. I think just winning, it makes a lot of things better. And when you got a good group of guys, it makes it a lot more fun. I mean, we've been down big some games, and we've really tried to climb back and make it a fight. And I think there's some tough games that we really battled through and try to pulled out with the win. So I just think when you got a good group of guys who really likes to be around each other, I think that really makes everybody a little bit better.
Well, James, we certainly appreciate everything you're doing with the team this year. You're having yourself an amazing season. Hope you get back on the field. We'll look forward to seeing you on the field soon. Stay healthy, and we really appreciate you making some time for us here in the sports bar this afternoon, bud. Be well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, James.
Here is James Wood, Rochester Red Wings outfielder, stopping by the sports bar for a couple few. Interesting cat.
Yeah, sports background, and with his dad playing basketball, and I love the fact that he chose baseball in this path. And when we look ahead here, I mean, it's not a stretch to think that this guy is going to be an all-star. He's going to be one of these building blocks for the Nationals in terms of how you get things going. And I think what's kind of held the Nationals organization up has been the sale of the team, actually, and the cable network, and just kind of the money coming through here. But if you can sort of build with, and Wood is a heck of a prospect, and I'm sure that, what was it? How many, a little over a year that San Diego got to experience Juan Soto and didn't really pay off for them. That one's got to hurt if you're a Padre fan, watching that guy kind of come over here, and now he's going to be playing in the majors pretty soon.
Interesting to me that James Wood, East Coast guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He speaks Midwestern pretty good.
There's
a little bit's rubbed off on him. I don't know if it's from just being around other guys that might be from the Midwest, or you know, if his travels have taken him there, but a lot of no yas and yeah no's from our buddy James Wood. And if you're new to the show and you don't understand, no yeah is a yes if you're talking to a Midwesterner. Yeah, no is a no. But we got a lot of yeah, no's, which, you know, we're asking a question, and it's a humble way of saying, no, this is how it is. It's not a slight. A yeah, no for sure is a definitely, right? You have to know your Midwestern.
Yeah.
You know, you whip out your East Coast Midwestern dictionary, and you have an idea of how this all works. Yeah, no, yeah. You get a couple of those every now and then.
It's It is a sport, too. Like, if you had to say which sport, whether the managers, the coaches, that'll talk, I think baseball. I think because baseball maybe is every day. You're in the clubhouse every day. You don't get too down after a loss. Football, when you're talking to players in season, yeah, they're really kind of locked in on it. Baseball players, managers, we've had many different Wings managers on our show over the years, and they're very, very talkative. So appreciate James coming on today, talking a little bit about this.
Yeah, we'll add James to the list that includes Mike Leone, the Yeah, No, Yeah Club. Yeah, no.
You realize...
Yeah, yeah.
Father's Day. I'm getting needled on Father's Day because they've got the, the yacht rock mix going.
Don't worry, Gino. Were your ears burning at all this weekend?
No.
Because while I was floating in a pool, your favorite song came on. And I had to tell my brother-in-law, I'm like, do you know what my co-host said? Do you have any idea what he thinks the name of this song is? He thinks it's called Leo Shuffle, not Lido Shuffle. Bah! Uproarious laughter. Sorry, Gene.
Happy to be, you know.
Got to bring it up. All facts, all true. When talking about it with Mike Leone and hearing.
This is like the day before, and I made the mistake of bringing this up on the air.
No, that was a mistake.
That was my mistake because I'm like, you know, we should play the Yacht Rock song when we're bringing on Mike Leone because that's his nickname, Leo. And you're looking at me like, what are you talking about?
I'm like, I don't feel what like playing. What do you mean? Benny Mardones into the night? What are we saying? I don't understand. What my favorite Yacht Rock song or. Oh, you think it's called Leo Shuffle, not Lido Shuffle. Oh, Gene. Oh, my. Everything that you know in your life is a lie. We got more to get to from this weekend, the weekend that was, including, I got to talk a little bit about the game fours from this weekend, whether you're talking NBA Finals or Stanley Cup Final, a couple of flops for game four, and also T. Higgins. Got a deal, a deal done, but signed his franchise tag.
Yeah, and where is that going? Does that necessarily mean he's going to be a Bengal this year? Does it open up a possibility here for the Bengals? Albeit not a big window, but they have a window to get something done if they want.
I have some thoughts on that we'll get to here next. Don't forget, Seth Payne of Sports Radio 610 in Houston is going to stop by the Sports Bar at 425 as well. Your calls are welcome at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.